Okay, yesterday we were talking about, the last thing we're talking about is bar mitzvah, the various different customs of when he becomes bar mitzvah, when he gets his first aliyah, the father saying Baruch Shem Torani, and so on. Okay, next in Kitzur is what's called Masu Matan. In the Alter Rebbe, it's a whole different concept of Masu Matan. Over there, the Alter Rebbe actually talks about the Midas. But here in Kitzur, briefly, he talks about some laws of business. We're not going to go into all the laws of business, but just a few typical Jewish laws. Number one, a person has to be extremely, extremely careful not to cheat somebody in business, believe it or not. In fact, Halacha says like this. What happens if you want to sell somebody an object that was questionable in Halacha, and the Rav said, because it's a hefzid merubah, because it's a big loss of money, it's kosher. Now, can I sell that product to somebody without telling him that it's only permissible because it was a big loss of money? Or, there's another din, what we'll learn later, what happens if something became nullified? Let's say meat and milk became nullified 1 in 60. Do I have to tell him that it's kosher because it was nullified 1 in 60, or do I not have to tell him anything? Can I just leave it as it because it's kosher? So there's a whole discussion, Chassam Sefer says, you do have to tell him, other people say, you don't have to tell him. But bottom line is, it just shows how far you have to be careful in business. Now, in fact, one of the first questions they ask you after 120 years, besides the peace of Yeshua, if you waited for Mashiach, but one of the first questions they ask him, Nasasav Nasata Bamuna, did you conduct business honestly? Okay? So therefore, a person has to be extremely honest in business. Just like there's, I'll give you an example.
When do you ask that question?
Huh?
When do you ask that question?
When you come up to heaven.
Yeah,
whenever it's your time to go up to heaven, the first thing they ask you a few questions. One is, did you deal honestly with people? Were you honest in business? Secondly, do you await the coming of Mashiach? Those very few questions. But this is asked to every person when they come up to the heavenly court.
The third one about learning prayer?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't the second one,
I didn't say first or second. I said they ask you a number of questions. I didn't go in the particular order.
Oh.
One is Nesosat Nesat of Bamuna. One is Sipis of the Yeshua. One is about learning Torah. Okay, next. What happened? Okay, there's a din in Halacha. How it works today is a lot of discussion about in Halacha. You're not allowed to do Onah, which means you're not allowed to overcharge, which is a sixth. You're not allowed to charge more than a sixth markup. If you charge a sixth markup, sometimes the deal is off, sometimes the deal stays, but you have to give back the extra money. But if a person says clearly, listen, I bought this object for $100, I'm going to sell it to you for $500. And you're upfront with the person clearly, I bought it for $100, I'm selling it to you for $500, there's no problem at all. But it's forbidden for a person to beautify an object to give the wrong impression of it. For instance, it says, what happens if you have old utensils that you're trying to sell? So you do it, you know, give it a little paint job that it should look like it's new. That's called cheating in business. What? In other words, you're asking, the essence of business is to cheat. But you can claim that it's a new vessel. Okay. In fact, it's whole questions in Halacha. If I sell somebody a car, okay, and I know there's something wrong with the motor, may not notice it, but I know there's a problem. Do I have to tell them or not? So sometimes there's a Halacha. If you tell the person, listen, I'm selling it to you as is, you know, if you want, you can check it out with your mechanic or, you know, something like that. But I'm selling it to you as is. And the person accepts it. He can't come along later and say, no, but I found, a leak somewhere. I sold it to you as, I was honest, I sold it to you as is. If I sell something that's used as new, that's cheating in business. So if somebody takes, if what did he sell here? If somebody, let me say the way. Okay, whatever.
You're selling an aliyah, and you're saying this is the most important aliyah. You're beautifying your merchandise.
Every aliyah is the most beautiful aliyah. That's not a lie. But you can't take something new and make it look new. Something old, I mean, make it look new and sell it as something new. That you can't do.
Huh?
Yeah, you could recondition it, but you have to be honest what it is. Once you're honest with what it is, it's not a problem. What?
Let's say you go check the donkey. You have that face in the door where it's sold.
Yeah, I'm selling to you as is. So the question is today, let's say average markup is 100%, at least. But everybody knows that. Remember, I mentioned many times, somebody once asked the Rebbe, how can religious newspapers lie? For instance, if there's an event with 100 people, they write 200 people. It's a religious newspaper. How can they lie? There's 100 people at the event. They're writing the 200 people at the event. So they say the Rebbe answered, I didn't see it printed, but I heard that the Rebbe answered, everybody knows in journalism, in the press, that if you say 100, it means 200. So if the guy would have written the truth 100, they would have thought only 50 people were there. It's not true. So in the press, when they write 100, you know it means 200. Huh? I'm saying, right, when you write 100, it means, no, you write 200, it means 100. Okay, good. When you write 200, it means 100. But if you're going to write 100, they're going to think there are 50 there. So it's not a lie because it's what?
And 1/6 means.
1/6. What?
Gemara
learns it out from Pesukim. The whole complicated, the whole Gemara Mamasi learns it out from Pesukim. No, no, no. Believe it or not, contrary to Jewish belief, you're not allowed to cheat a non-Jew. You're not allowed to steal from a non-Jew. You're not allowed to lie to a non-Jew. You're not a, what's called Geneva's Das, you're not allowed to, even to a guy, you're not allowed to give him the tricking of the mind. In other words, what? Mislead, right? Mislead. If you're not goy. So all the Jews and the goyim and these dinim are the same. The only difference is, one second, there is a difference in halacha, which could be very practical. In halacha it says, let's say a Jew makes a mistake. Let's say the product is marked, let's say $100. And by mistake, the Jew didn't see the second zero. So he charged you $10. Charged you $10. I'm not stealing, he charged me $10. So then the din is, you have to tell the Jew he made a mistake and give him back the mistake. Halachically, and listen to him, halachically, if it happened by a non-Jew, because you didn't steal from him, you didn't do anything, he's charging you $10 instead of $100, you don't have to tell him. But it says in Halacha that if there'll be a Kiddush Hashem, if you'll be able to make a good name for Hashem by showing, oh, you see the way the Jews act, so then you're obligated to do it also. But a lot of times you have cases, and this is a very interesting Halacha Shah, which is very practical today. Somebody called me about it this week also. And that is, you're supposed to get something from Amazon, let's say, and it doesn't come. Okay? This is the case that happened, somebody asked me about this week. They're supposed to get something from Amazon, it didn't come. So they called up Amazon and said it didn't come. Okay, so Amazon said, we'll send you another one. Which they did. Meanwhile, what was the problem? It was delivered by mistake to a neighbor. So Amazon sent it, right? It was delivered to a neighbor. So Leper, when he said he didn't get it, that was true. But if Amazon would have known that...
And
then the neighbor came a few days later and delivered. But then he already got the new Amazon. So what's the din? Does he have to or not? Okay, I'm not going to say we're going, what?
Is ribis another exception?
Interest you're allowed to take from a goy. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to take interest from a goy, but not cheating and not lying and not stealing and all that. What?
You mentioned about someone sells a car.
Yeah. The what?
Don't you have to specify if there's any problem with
it? Not if you're saying I'm going to sell it as is.
Well,
if you're telling I'm selling it as is, and if I sell you this as is, so you have the responsibility to check it out, not me. If I send you a car as is, huh? No, that's the very simple thing.
1/6 profit margin means.
What?
1/6 profit margin means one times point one over six.
17%.
17%.
That's it. But yeah. That's after all your overhead.
No.
Net profit.
No, not necessarily.
But you say it does not apply today.
It does apply, but it depends where. Like if somebody, everybody knows in a store, you walk into the store, you sell stuff in the store, everybody knows the market's 100% up. Everybody knows. So it's like, you're telling, what?
Which business is
100%? Pharmacy is 200%.
We're lucky if we make 30%.
No, come on. Come on, come on. Come on. No, what percent do doctors make?
Service.
Yeah?
Before, when there was a lot of shortage of different things, in masks, for example, was it not allowed to charge whatever you want for it?
That was a very interesting shaila, by the way, brought up at the beginning of Corona, when, you know, things were taken off the shelves, they grabbed off the shelves, and a lot of Rabbanim paskind, by the way, I mean, big Rabbanim, I just saw in America, they said you're not allowed to hike up the price like that. Huh? Why?
Yeah, like everyone knows.
What everyone? No, because you're stealing. You're charging much more than the value of it is. And you're forcing...
One second.
And you're forcing the person to buy it. No, the Rabbanim came out then. The Rabbanim, I'm telling you, the Psak of Rabbanim. Big Rabbanim. I just saw in America, Paskin, that you're not allowed to hike up the prices the way they did. No, you can't. They said it was wrong. Yeah, but okay. Lysol was out of demand. You still can't get Lysol anywhere, right? Unless if you get it online, you pay 10 times the price what it was in the store. Yeah, supply and demand is relative also. You can't just hike up a price because everybody needs a mask, and there's no mask, so you're going to say it's 100% wrong morally, by the way. It's morally incorrect. Didn't the government come out with regulations that officially you're not allowed to do that? They didn't catch anybody. But
if you don't do that, you can't find supply, though. You know the market worked.
It wasn't, it didn't work like that. There were, and they hiked up the...
But then didn't Joseph
Atzadik,
didn't
he take advantage? I wouldn't say we take advantage, but there's a necessity for food. So
the question is, by food, if those things apply by food also.
Oh,
it's not so... I'm saying this whole din of onah, of overcharging or this, is not such a simple thing in halacha. You're not allowed to do things to beautify, let's say, like a fruit, to make it look better. Or the classic example they give, the Gemara gives... they used to feed, they do it today. They feed the stuffed chickens that it should look bigger. So people, when they wanted to sell an animal, they would fill it, make it eat hay, whatever. And it would fatten it up and it would look bigger, but it wasn't really bigger. It just looked bigger. So that you're not allowed, it bloated it. You're not allowed to do that.
Doesn't it sell by the weight?
No.
Huh?
No,
even by the weight,
the
hormone included in
there,
of course.
Yeah, it's all. Okay. Next.
What's the like boundary of when it's a no versus when it's like a legitimate like charging for masks, for anything else. It was a supply and demand issue. How do you know what the kosher could charge?
It's a big shaila in halacha what you could charge. Yeah. But Ian Kitzer says, you're not allowed to color a pot that it should look, that's old, that it should look new. Okay, I'll give you another example. Is a company, okay, today you can't do it, but years ago they used to play with the speedometers. Okay? Now, you want to sell a car, so the car has 100,000 miles on it. So the mechanic moved back the speedometer 50,000 miles. Yeah? And now you're selling a car with 50,000 miles on it. That's Mamish Geneva.
That's the name. But if you buy gold and you were smart enough to buy it at $40 an ounce and the going rate right now is 90, you're not allowed to ask you $92.
Yes, because that's the going market price now.
So that he just asked you that the going rate on gloves.
No, but that was illegal to do. The government said they're not allowed to do it.
No, it's market demand. Right?
It's not so simple.
Is it over
time? It's not so simple. No, but everybody knew they were charging. They're harking up the price. Well, is crazy.
The value of a glove.
What if they give such a glove?
The value of a glove is bumpiness.
Price of gloves go up, who will make more gloves? Who will make more creative? Will make more things?
What if they give
work?
Huh?
What
do you mean 10%? Hello? What do you mean 10%? No, if you charge over 40%. Mach hat hin zum meiner mehr beim mein Kind schon hat gar keiner.